Okay, let's dive right in. You're running a dental practice and you're spending money on marketing. But here's the problem. You're not sure what you're getting back. You're not alone. Lots of practice owners are in the same boat. Maybe the reports you get look fine, but somehow the number of new patients coming in just isn't matching up. And here's the thing. It's usually not about a lack of effort. It's about not having those clear, honest conversations about what's actually being measured and why. Today, we're going to talk about 7 questions to ask your dental marketing agency. These questions will give you a practical framework to have that conversation. You can use them during your next agency review, before signing a renewal, or anytime you're feeling something's off. Think about it this way. These questions are like your stethoscope for your marketing. They're going to help you listen to the heart of what your agency is doing. Most agencies don't get asked these questions, and the answers can reveal a lot. So let's jump in. First up, the big one. What are you tracking and how does it connect to new patients? This is the most important question on the list. A lot of agencies will show you numbers like impressions, reach, or website sessions. Sure, those numbers aren't useless, but they don't pay your staff, right? You need to see how marketing activities actually connect to booked appointments, phone calls, and form submissions. Your agency should be able to walk you through the direct line between what they're doing and the patients showing up at your front desk. If they can't do that clearly, the reporting needs to change. A good dental marketing report should include traffic by source, lead volume by channel, call tracking data, and conversion rates over time. So here's what that looks like in practice. Imagine you see a report showing X number of people visited your website last month. That's good to know, but what you really want to see is how many of those people actually booked an appointment. If your agency can't show you that connection, it's time to dig deeper. Now, moving on to our second question. Do you have experience specifically with dental practices? This is a biggie. General marketing knowledge doesn't automatically transfer to dental. Patient acquisition in this space has its own search behaviors, seasonal patterns, and compliance considerations. An agency with real dental experience will understand why terms like emergency dentist near me perform differently than a general service query. They'll know how to structure a Google business profile for a multi-location clinic, how to position implants versus hygiene care in paid ads, and how to write content that earns patient trust rather than just ranking for a keyword. So if your agency has worked with dental practices before, they're likely to have those insights that make a difference. Our third question, who is actually working on my account? It's common to be sold by a senior strategist and then handed off to a junior team. That isn't necessarily a problem if the team is strong and well supervised, but you should know who manages your campaigns day to day, how experienced they are, and how often a senior person reviews the work. Here's a simple test. Ask your agency, if I had a concern next Tuesday, who would I contact and what's the expected response time? That answer tells you more about accountability than any onboarding document. You want to make sure there's a clear line of communication and that your concerns will be addressed promptly. Now let's talk about performance with question number 4. How do you handle underperformance? Every campaign has soft periods. The real question is what your agency does about it. A strong agency will notice the dip before you do. They'll have a hypothesis about why, and they'll propose a specific fix. A weaker agency will point to external factors and wait for you to follow up. Listen carefully to how they answer this. We optimize continuously is not an answer. When cost per lead rises above our benchmark, we pause that ad set and test new creative within 72 hours is an answer. You want concrete over vague every time. Remember, Google's own guidance on performance max campaigns highlights the importance of regular asset and audience review, which is exactly the kind of active management you should expect. So here's what that looks like in practice. Let's say you notice a drop in new patient inquiries. A good agency should already be on it, analyzing the data, testing new strategies, and keeping you informed every step of the way. On to question 5. What does success look like at 90 days? If success hasn't been defined upfront, it can't be measured and it can't be held accountable. Before any campaign launches, there should be a mutual agreement on targets. For a dental practice in a competitive market, this might mean a specific number of new patient inquiries per month, a cost per lead target by service type, or a ranking goal for core treatment pages. The specific numbers will vary, but what matters is that the targets are written down. If they aren't, ask for that conversation now rather than 6 months from now when you're trying to decide whether the partnership worked. Question 6, and it's a good one. Can I see a real example of your reporting? Ask your agency for a sample report, either from your own account or a redacted example from a comparable client. Pay attention to structure. Does the report lead with what matters most to a practice owner? Does it explain what happened, why it happened, and what's next? Or is it a data dump with a lot of green arrows and not much context? Good reporting is both transparent and strategic. It shows the numbers and the thinking behind them. So if you're looking at a report and feeling lost in a sea of data, that's a sign something's off. Finally, question 7. What isn't working right now? This is the clear signal of whether you're working with a confident, honest agency. Every campaign has weak points. Ask directly, what's the weakest part of our current strategy and what would you change? A real answer means they're paying attention and secure enough to be straight with you. If the response is, everything is going well, push back. Nothing in marketing runs perfectly, and an agency that can't name an area for improvement either isn't looking closely or isn't comfortable being honest with you. Both are worth taking seriously. So, what's the point of all these questions? The goal isn't to put your agency on the spot. It's to move from surface-level updates to a genuine strategic conversation. Good agencies welcome this kind of scrutiny. They'll pull up data without hesitation, walk you through anything unclear, and treat your questions as reasonable expectations, not challenges to manage. If the answers feel vague or rehearsed, trust that read. It's a sign that you might need to reevaluate the partnership. And if you're not sure where your marketing stands right now, that's okay. At North Media, we work specifically with dental practices. We understand patient acquisition, local SEO, Google Business Profile performance, and what a real return on marketing spend looks like for a clinic. If you'd like a straightforward second opinion on how your current marketing is performing, we're glad to help. No hard sell, just an honest review from people who understand how dental growth actually works. You can book a free marketing review with North Media, and we'll give you a clear picture of where things stand. Remember, new episodes of our podcast drop weekly on Spotify, so be sure to tune in for more insights. And as always, if you have questions about anything we've talked about today, feel free to reach out. We're here to help you and your practice succeed. Thanks for listening.